Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets if you are like me and you love the college sports.
This is The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Pablo Iglesias, outfitted by Iron Jock Apparel, streaming live on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Dancing down the sidelines, can they catch him now? The Badgers answer instantly. There will be no undefeated champion on Wisconsin with an unbelievable stretch drive to the championship game.
It's over. The Wisconsin Badgers win 17-9. They are the first Big Ten team ever to win successive Rose Bowl games.
That is the best college sports town in America.
And welcome into the Jump Around on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube stream. I am Jim Rutledge, and Riley Yauch behind the glass. And Riley, I'm going to give you a shout out right away. I don't know if you can pull up the picture that you had in the freeze frame before this show opened up, but it couldn't be more appropriate, as it looks like Chris McIntosh is scowling slash looking longingly at Pat Richter and Barry Alvarez as they embrace after winning the Rose Bowl. And if that's not a perfect depiction of where we are at with Wisconsin sports, I don't know what is. It's just me and Riley today, and we got a lot to get into. We are joined by Pat Richter at 12:45. For those that don't know, I hosted a show with Pat Richter for about 5 or 6 years. He's the architect of Wisconsin sports, and I am excited to – I don't want to go too far in the past here, Riley, but I think laying the groundwork for his history and how he got this job and where this program was when he got the job – I think is important. And Riley, we can talk about this. And you can chime in on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream or on the Carbless Talking text line 844-770-3776, asking you basically, you know, what's next? And my first thought, Riley, when it comes up, what's next, is should Barry and should Pat be involved in this process and to what level? I'll give my answer first. I am one to believe that when you have two high-performing, high-successful people who are available, who I think are also humble enough to say, I'll give you my opinion, do with it as you may, I think that's a good thing. I don't think we need to hire specifically from the Barry tree or the Pat Richter tree. I'm not saying don't. And Sean Frazier from Northern Illinois could be a good option. He's got direct ties to Wisconsin. I think he was deputy AD for Barry Alvarez for a long time. And Northern Illinois, for what program it is very successful.
I think they are coming off a 3-9 football season, though.
Right, which but but the year before that, they took out Notre Dame under Thomas Hammack.
So. I'm just saying, I don't think Badgers fans would be really fired up if we brought back Sean Frazier as a long-lost son of Wisconsin athletics.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go record by record, nor am I out on Barry because he hired Mack and Mack couldn't do the job. He hired Mack in a world where we didn't know exactly what NIL will be. And again, I don't think Barry should have the end-all, be-all, but I don't want Marcus Stedberry, who has an impressive resume and I'm sure is a smart guy, I don't want him making a decision because I'm sure he's maybe in the mix for this job. Possibly. I don't know.
I mean,
but I don't know how qualified. I'd be shocked
if he didn't get an interview.
Yeah, I mean that legitimately. Like, I don't know the full qualifications you need for an athletic director. Especially these days. But in a perfect world, you know, Pat Richter had administrative and running a business experience that came in to be the athletic director. And then Barry Alvarez obviously was around the program for a long time to become the athletic director. So there are different paths to get there. And I the reason I brought up Frazier is that it's always on the football team. Because when Barry first said he was going to maybe step down, I think a lot of people thought, or even when Sean Frazier left, a lot of people thought that Barry, that would be Barry's successor. And for me, Frazier, it's more the to be at Northern Illinois, you're not going to have you just can't have consistent success. But at Northern Illinois, he's had a lot of success, enough that he's had that job for such
a long time.
So I think it is
a name. I don't know the name from the guy from Iowa State.
Jamie Pollard.
Jamie Pollard is a name.
He's 61, though. He's getting old, so.
There's going to be a lot of, you're just aging everyone out here, but no.
Hey, I'm just saying, to date myself,
yeah.
I was talking with Matt LaPay at spring practice this morning,
yep.
And I told him, hey, we're having Pat Richter on. Can you tell me a little about him?
Yeah.
I know he was the AD when Barry Alvarez took over. I know he sort of turned around Wisconsin athletics. But can you tell me a little bit about him? Because I never knew him. I don't really know who he is other than that he has a statue outside of the stadium and he hired Barry Alvarez and turned everything around.
So he hired Barry Alvarez in 1989. The Wisconsin football program was a doormat program. Alvarez had never been a head coach anywhere. Alvarez built Wisconsin to a nationally relevant program, won 3 Rose Bowl, created the modern identity of Wisconsin football. Camp Randall, stadium experience outdated, program was stale. Pat Richter fixed that. Major stadium renovations, built the game day environment, helped create the jump around era, packed immediate or intimidating whole field. So
LaPay was saying that last year people were complaining about how bad the crowds were. He said they were worlds better than what Barry and Pat took over back in 89.
Yeah, so, and I think that correlates. I know everyone's like, oh, Pat, someone aged Pat Richter by like 7 years. Pat Richter is 84 years old. And Barry Alvarez is older as well. But you have to understand that, like, I have this conversation all the time when people are like, oh, Jordan didn't make a lot of threes. Well, that wasn't the era. I have a feeling if you just put Michael Jordan pop down in this specific era, he'd be knocking down threes too. And so I think Pat Richter and Barry Alvarez did what was asked of them, which was improve the facilities, improve the cash flow, and they played the game fairly and won a lot of games, playing the game fairly, but playing the game well and doing all the building up facilities, raising money, hitting the pavement, doing random like Mendota Gridiron Club events and like supper clubs and things, raising $100 a person. They did all of that. So I'm sorry. I think they fully get what it means for NIL. People act like the universities didn't try to gather money in the past. The difference is now, yes, they need to continue to bring in more money, but it's where that money is going. And Jim Polzin talked about it when he was on with us last week that not like some of the Wisconsin donors want the old school, their name on a scholarship or name on a building.
They want things that last.
Yes. And so the new AD's job is to, it's not reinvent the wheel. Pat and Barry had to go out and get money for a program that was horrible when they got here. And they did it. And so they know what they're doing. They know how to do it. It's just they're paying the players instead of the actual bringing money in for the facilities, or you need twice as much money. But they know how to do it.
Yes, so I agree with you. I think Pat Richter, Barry Alvarez, their skill set and their accolades still carry over to the modern era, which is why I think they should be given a phone call. They should be involved a little bit in the process of hiring the new athletic director. But I will talk to Pat, and I'm sure LaPay was saying he's a great guy and was a phenomenal athletic director.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly believe that. Same with Barry Alvarez. Have the utmost respect for him. But other than giving them a phone call and saying, hey, do you have anyone you think we should look into? What do you think of these names?
So you wouldn't want them like sitting in on the interviews?
No, I don't think they need to be sitting in on the interviews.
So I'm just curious, what's the harm if they're there? I don't want them to be the final decision makers.
I don't think there's any harm.
I don't want them to have any decision-making power or voting. But I think if they're truly going to get a sense, and I don't mean the initial ones, if they're down to like 3 people, just have them chat with them. I know both of them. Both of them want Wisconsin to be very successful. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, Pat probably says, I want nothing to do with it, and I should have nothing to do with it. Because that's kind of
the respect the humility.
Right. But I'm just saying that when you have smart people who have been successful in this field, I'm okay with them being a part of the process. For me, for them to be truly informed in the process, I want them to at least talk to the candidate. It doesn't even have to be a formal interview. Even if the candidate just gives them a buzz and they talk on the phone for a half an hour, and just so Barry and Pat go, oh, I love this guy too. Let me write a statement for how excited I am.
Yeah, sure.
Thumbs up, thumbs down scenario. There's no voting rights. There's no decision-making power. There's just, and I said this before about Barry, and I think Pat should have the same courtesy of just, they should be informative, not informed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Barry found out after Mac left. Barry found out after Mac hired Luke Fickell that he hired Luke Fickell. Just put him in the informed category and instead of being informed and they're just telling them what's happening, put them in the informative category of
where
like,
they can
let
give
me just
you
give you my
feedback.
2 cents.
Yep. I love that. I think that's great.
And that's all I want for them.
I totally agree. I'm just saying my preference for the new athletic director is someone completely new who's going to push the envelope of what Wisconsin athletics can be and will force the issue. They're going to go out. They're going to pound pavement, as Barry Alvarez used to say, get the donors, get the athletes, get the staff excited about what they're bringing to the table. And I don't think we need to totally rely on what has always been to do that. So now I got to give Pat Richter a call.
And I'll tell everyone about Steinhoffels here. April is Sleep Awareness Month. Invest in your sleep. Your body deserves and get a $300 gift card in Steinhoffels cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. At Steinhoffels, experience the unmatched comfort and support of Tempur-Pedic mattresses designed to adapt to your body and keep you and help you, wake up feeling refreshed. Upgrade your sleep experience when you add a smart base that automatically adjusts to snoring, because better nights lead to better days. Celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better. Relax. It's Steinhoffels. I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress from them. It's fantastic. It is great. So I think the I would highly recommend going to get one of those from there. As Riley efforts to get Pat Richter on the phone here, I do want to continue just, and we'll have Pat, we'll ask him one thing about kind of laying out his past history. But under Pat Richter, they were a perennial Rose Bowl contender. They made the Final Four in 2000. They made the Final Four twice. Well, it was Barry with the other time. So they made Final Four with Dick Bennett. Women's hockey's a national power, volleyball a rising program. And more importantly, provided financial stability and growth for that program. He wasn't loud. He wasn't flashy. He wasn't headline chasing. He was steady, vision driven, patient, but decisive. And the fact that he found Barry, who was successful maybe in different ways, I think speaks to what Pat is as a leader, where you don't have to be exactly like Pat to be the guy who's going to, Pat Richter is going to pick or think it's going to be right for the job. So here's what I like. And Pat Richter is the guy who turned Wisconsin from irrelevant to respectable and set the foundation for everything that came after. So I'm excited to hear from Pat. Do we have the Steinhoffels commercial ready? And then we'll get to Pat Richter on the other side, former Wisconsin athletic director. Riley will get that loaded up there. I don't know. Is that me? That's me. So
yeah, I don't know why. There's some video of you playing in the background right now and trying to identify where it could possibly be coming from.
That's okay. You can figure that out, and I'll continue to throw flowers at the feet of Pat Richter, who will be joining the show next. And I am excited to get his feedback on basically his time and what Wisconsin athletics was when he got here. And then what he saw over the last few years. And even though that his time it was removed from the NIL era, I do think that there's similarities as far as raising money, making sure all the student athletes are taken care of and ready to, compete and be the top-notch student athletes. Riley, if you're having an issue with that, why don't we put Pat on and you can play the video afterwards. So let's get to Pat Richter, my former co-host and former Wisconsin athletic director. Pat, how are you doing today?
Jim, doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm happy to hear from you. It's weird times up here, Pat, with Wisconsin athletics, and it's not something we've seen, honestly, probably since before you got to Wisconsin, and somehow over time it catches it all, Pat, that I'm the old guy telling people that things weren't always Rose Bowls and Final Fours at Wisconsin. And when you got here, can you just tell us about where the athletic department was at and what you were doing when you were approached with the job?
I probably should stop you for a second. You said, well, you're up here. I'm up here with you.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
All right. Well, fantastic. So at least the weather's nice.
The hail looked like it was hailing golf balls and baseballs last night.
Yeah, you could have gone out and hit some.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's been a long time back in 1989, December, and then into the 90s. But back then it was a question of, getting the people behind the program. And I was at Oscar Mayer as vice president of the personnel and the human resources. and there's just really going to be transferred to Chicago probably. And then I was approached by Don Shalala several times and wasn't really interested in the job because it was kind of like my privacy and things like that. And then it looked like I was going to be transferred to Chicago. A very nice job, but it was one that we weren't really interested in moving the family. And at that point, I said I would be interested in the job. She approached me, and then it was pretty much a done deal. And it was a lot of time when there was a lot of embarrassment. People were kind of embarrassed by what had happened. They said that athletes were not wearing their letter jackets, or they were embarrassed because things were going so bad. And it was primarily football. And I was involved in a committee, strategic planning committee, to find out what the problem was for losing money in the department and things. And it really boiled down to football and ticket sales and money. And so it wasn't anything that was really hidden in there. So the question of building back the credibility and getting the success in football that we had enjoyed at one time. You know, we kind of felt that as long as we had been there, we had been successful over a period of time, at different times, and so something says you can't be done. And so we approached it, and obviously the first piece of the puzzle was Barry and football. And so that was kind of how it started.
Pat, really appreciate your time. You mentioned that when you got on campus that athletes were embarrassed to wear their letter jackets and that clearly it was a tall task. So why did you ultimately take the UW job when you knew it was going to be such a difficult journey to get Wisconsin back to respectability?
Well, I have to catch you here. I wasn't sure how it was going to be like, to put it that way. When I friend first day of the tenure, I went in and they had the red shag carpet on the floor. They had paneling on the walls. They really didn't have any technology. I was coming from Oscar Mayer, where you had a call director where you could put pass calls on to people and forward, call forwarding and things like that. And none of that stuff existed at the department. And so it was a big shock. Well, it was a shock. But the results were pretty much very readily available. Things were not in good shape. And we had gone down for a number of years. And the veer has been, again, kind of a dirty word around the department. And so it was one of those things where I really wanted to make sure that my family was staying in Madison, from Madison, and I'd be honest, not honest if I tell you the truth, that, you know, one of the reasons was because we were going to be moving to Chicago. It would have been a possibility, and that's not where we wanted to be. We wanted to be in Madison. So that was a vehicle to be here, although we had a big job to do.
So, Pat, as obviously you know, have ties to the program, you have ties to Barry Alvarez, Chris McIntosh, what have the last few years been for you, someone who is obviously important to the administration for the athletic department? You've built it up. You are personally attached to people around the athletic department, you know, these last few years on the football side of things. Obviously, the other sports have been doing really well, but football, as you've mentioned a few times, is the driver. So what has it been like for you on the outside looking in? Is basically Mac was hired on the day that NIL was official, and the Badgers have slipped in the NIL era for football.
Well, I'm sure that was a surprise to him as well as many others. And certainly Wisconsin is very fortunate in the fact that they had football, but they also had basketball, men's basketball, and hockey, men's hockey and women's hockey. And all the three sports, football, basketball, and base, and basketball and hockey, was a revenue driver. And that was a big importance. Many schools only have two. And if one is bad, it raises trouble. And so this one we allowed ourselves a little bit of space because of the hockey was providing for itself on the revenue side, same with basketball and then football. And so football had to pull their weight, and it was one of those things where, you know, you felt bad. As a student athlete, you have to make sure you're proud of what you're doing and work very hard. And I think, and quite frankly, in terms of journalism and things like that, it was different type of response from the media, and they were not as forthright and being as helpful as possible. We tried to build up the booster club. We went around the state and make sure that everybody was trying to get on board, and because we want to avoid for a period of time without having a football coach in hand and to recruit. And then, so we had to kind of go out and kind of put ourselves on the line a little bit in terms of saying, hey, you know, hang with us. We're going to come back. We've been successful with your help. We can do that. And it was the first year was kind of a jumbo year in terms of ticket pricing and everything else. And then we didn't have a good record. We started a marketing campaign saying that a whole new animal. And we had the bad record that year. And people would say, well, maybe the animal looks a little bit the same. And, and so, but you could see what there's a difference. Excuse me, I got something in my throat.
Yep. We are talking with Wisconsin legend and former Wisconsin athletic director Pat Richter here on the Jump
there
Around. There he is.
Okay. Right,
perfect. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I like people say I was a little choked up about it, but it was a lot of work and days. And then, of course, things started getting a little bit better shape. We were dictated by the legislature and the media. We were talking about the media, a lot of negativism. And we went to the paper and said, you know, if you do something right, give us some credit. If you do something wrong, you kick us in the fanny. And just be balanced. And they kind of go and said, well, you're going to get more print out of the bad things, and that's just the way it is in business. And so that's what you kind of deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so, but really, getting going over, it all started with the people. We tried to put together a very good staff. People were dedicated to what was going on. It was wasn't a big staff, but we were dedicated, and we couldn't answer anybody better than we did. And so I built it when first the Rose Bowl in '93. It was really a surprise because we had given up a home game against Michigan State to play in Japan and give the student athletes a good trip, and you could recruit again. Recruit a trip, come to Wisconsin, go to Japan, things like that. Then we didn't think we were going to the bowl game at that point in time. And so that helped a lot, and Rose Bowl really kicked it up a notch. And so what's happened with being around here with all the hail, call people on picture the roof. So, but we went to Japan, and it was a victory over there. It was a short lead up to the Rose Bowl. And it was something that was really surprised everybody, but no question it put us on the map, so to speak. Licensing kicked in, positives there, and so we're off and running, and then the run of the Rose Bowl was really the kicker, and we were able to recruit on that, and made everybody believe that success was possible, and winning some big games, And they have a terrific staff. I think people are the key to any organization. And dedicated, have to be aligned with the chancellor and board. That's a little unusual in Wisconsin. Many places don't have an athletic board. And Wisconsin is very much controlled by the athletic board. And so it's a road to a hole in terms of the evaluations and things like that. But we were very lucky, and we decided when we were going along in football as well, and then take on basketball. And that is a little side. I mean, I told you, Jim, when we were doing the show, that the only time I ever received a phone call was one night after we played the Fab Five and beat the Fab Five in basketball. My phone number was in the phone book. And about 10:30, I got home, and the phone rang, and someone sounded a little noisy back on. And obviously, he was in a bar, and he was having a good time. And he said, you got your head up where your sun doesn't shine. He said, this guy's a great coach. Well, it was a little foolish that night, but then we proceeded to lose every game after that. But but it was being from Madison was a big treat because they kind of stuck up for us. Because he's an East Side kid, leave him alone, don't beat up on him, things like that. But really, fans were great, and so you have good people in mind and good people in place. You have the proper alignment that everybody's on the same page, and when that happens, the good things can happen. And it was much different then. But I think the one item that sticks with everything that goes with winning success in athletics is the people. And there's still some people out there now that were there when I was there. And then when I retired, one of the best things that ever happened when I went to a pregame meet, parties and things like this, and I had my shorts on, and my wife said, "You got to wear pants." I'm not working anymore. So, what it was, the best thing that ever happened. The people came up, they shook my hand and said, "Thank you." That's all they had. That's all they said, and that meant more than anything because I know what they mean. Because being a fan and having success with athletics, you appreciate what the efforts have been then put into the game. And to say thank you means an awful lot.
Pat, you mentioned that alignment is very important. Putting together the right staff is incredibly important. But for the man himself, the next athletic director, what qualities would you look for if you were the one making this hire for the University of Wisconsin?
Well, I think oddly enough, I think some of the things that are happening nowadays are things that someone with my background perhaps fit in better. Maybe we're ahead of our time because certainly a human resource background, hiring coaches is the most important thing that you can do in terms of the revenue stream. And so that is critical because everything is, you have a season and then you're after right by 6 or 7 months to go. Season starts again, and so you have a lot of time to think about what's going on. And so I think having made a budget, I think one of the things that was very important to me, having come from Oscar Mayer, which is a consumer products company, is that you have to provide added value. Mm-hmm. Added value means that you put out a product that is better than others, and there's a reason for me to buy, because it's going to be a better product and it's added value. You hate to put it on terms of a business terms, but that's what it means. And that coupled with the people, and I think respect for the customer service and being sure that you're giving them a buy for the dollar. And I think that the other thing is, and when you're out in the streets with respect to recruiting people or asking for money and things like that, you have to make sure that you add that customer service mind. And I think that then you can market things. I mean, that whether you morph into jump around or whatever it might be, the people start, the little joke was that they wanted to spend more time watching the football games than the fifth quarter, and that was really tongue-in-cheek, but it was true. And so it's, I think to make sure that you respect them and don't take them for granted. Don't take the people for granted and what they want and what their expectations are. Right now, the expectations are in the world of mill and everything else that you're going to try to be successful, but the competition is very difficult at this point. But I think back in those days, it was a little simpler, and you made sure you were respectable to the rules, full integrity with the money that you're handing around in terms of the dollars that are put into the fans' pockets in terms of value, and that is really a key, provided value. And you wanted this, your important, your entertainment dollars are very, very important. And when Don Martin was there back in those days, he found other things to do, and that's something when you lose the customers, we're difficult to come back. That's why the challenge ahead here now is providing the value and getting people supportive, loyal, but maintaining its value.
Well, Pat, thank you for obviously everything you did at the University of Wisconsin, and thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon.
Happy to do it, Jim. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good hearing your voice, Pat. That is Pat Richter, former Wisconsin Athletic Director, the person that laid the groundwork for everything that has gone well at the University of Wisconsin. This is The Jump Around. Jim Rutledge, Riley Yauch with you. All of our guests are join us on the Yuengling Hotline. The Yuengling Guest Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. And let's hear from Steinhoffels on our way out.
Steinhoffels believes your home should be as unique as you are. During our Best Brand Sale, bring home incredible style and unbeatable comfort. Save up to 30% on all of our best brands throughout your home, including Steinhoffel's special order options to make it your own. Because when every detail reflects your style, it truly feels like home. Steinhoffel's Best Brand Sale is happening now. Relax, it's Steinhoffel's.